You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
That's right, beautiful people. You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show. I'm your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson. We have a good one going already. I'm talking about it's already been bubbling and brewing, and we're just diving right back in. I got special guests here with me, Sherelle Patrice. Tony Baker.
What's happening?
And Kenesha Bus.
Hey.
Yeah, so Sherelle is a social media maven. Tony Baker is, you may have seen him on NBC's Last Comic Standing. And Kenesha Bus has 347 different feature films she has written and starred in.
Yeah.
And you can hear her pretty much daily on Sirius XM. But today, we're here live on The Nate Jackson Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. Real quick, here's just like a house announcement. In case you guys are trying to figure out where you can hear the show or consistently, here it is.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Swag. Now, we're going to jump right into the business. The business of this thing is here. I have a concept that I've kind of been tossing around a little bit. If you listen to episode 30, you're here where kind of the seed was planted. But I want to know, has social media ruined love?
It's definitely hitting love in the gut, the jaw, kicking in the lower back. It's definitely changed the game.
And not for the better. How have you noticed?
It's just easier access on all fronts. Like, you know, you see. And me personally, I try to avoid following women that I don't know personally. Like, because, you know, it's too much. It's too much eye candy out there. It's just way too much. You can just get sucked into it. You double tapping and just swiping and DMing all day. So I'll be like, nah, like, usually most of the women I follow, I met them personally. We work together, whatever. Because it's so easy. It's so easy now. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not going to get sucked into that vacuum. I'm just like, oh, look at this jaw. She fine as hell. Oh, man, you doing your thing. It's just over. It's too much.
You don't slide into anyone's DM.
I've slid in some DMs, but I don't do it that often. And but I've definitely slid in.
What did you say?
You know, it's like not in the DM.
How you send it after in a text message?
It depends on where we go from the
so
text message.
So you have sent a dick pic.
I've sent several dick pics. Gotcha. Yes,
just
I've sent several.
To that
so I have a question before you slide.
But
in
not just off top. To a strange woman. No.
Before you slide in the DMs, do you check to see if they're in a relationship?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'll see, and then I'll be like, all right, I'll fall back or, you know. But if it's single, then you're like, hey, man, let me slide in, put a little slight. And I don't go for the jugular. Yeah. Like,
what is your best DM?
Shoot, man. Let me see what I can dig up in the phone.
And then, let's go straight.
See what I got in here, and then we'll go from there.
I get dick collages in my day.
I've only gotten one dick pic, like in a whole year, and I'm like jealous of girls that get dick pics. Not so that I think they actually are cool, but it's like I'm just like, how come I don't get?
It's a lot of women complaining about the random dick pics. Like on my Snapchat, the girls that I follow,
yeah,
man, just stop sending random dick pics. I'm like, they really just sending dick pics out the gate. So I'm like, yo,
maybe that's why I'm not on Snap. Snap is like the whole dick.
Yeah.
Like I think since it disappears, that's where everyone.
Yeah, man. Well, I was gonna dig through the DMs, but Nate just took my phone. So,
well, let's talk about you, then, Kenesha. Let's talk about what dick pic collage you got.
I get millions of them. It's ridiculous. And the crazy part is, so this goes into relationships with social media. My boyfriend, I tell him, yo, I get a bunch of dick pics in my phone. So that's just, if he happens to pick it up, I mean, we're on an unlocked phone system right now. If he happens to pick it up or goes through it or looking, because I'll show him stuff and they'll pop up, he already knows there's going to be in there. And I think the big problem with social media is not being open and honest about what's going on in your phone. Men know when, you know, you're getting hit up. The big thing we don't do, though, is we're not always posting each other. Our Facebooks aren't connected. We actually don't follow each other on Facebook. And the reason, a big reason is my ex before him, who was gorgeous, football player, athlete, very gorgeous. I would perform here. He still lived in Seattle. And when I would get off stage, the girls that watched me in the show would go to my page and it would say in a relationship. They would click on his page, see him, and start DMing him to where he thought I was setting him up with, like, he thought I was setting him up with all these girls, and I had no idea. But, and you know, women are very, very negative, and they love to call people fat. And they was like, oh, what are you doing with her? You could do so much better. I mean, all the time they would be in. So I always knew having our Facebook connected was always going to be a lot of problems. In any type of relationship, because that's the type of shit people do. Because
girls think, like, as soon as they see that relationship thing, they're like, oh, like, now I'm gonna holler. Like, when he's single, you're like, yeah, no, I'm good. Because women are catty. Like, women do crazy things, like, to just to see what they can get away with, even.
Yes, damn, especially man. You treacherous. See me, and it's real treacherous, because if you see me on stage, you're like, I'm about to get her man, because you feel like you accomplished something because you slept with somebody who was accomplished. Man, like, oh, I'm gonna get her, dude. Like, I just watched her perform. You know, that's like somebody trying to get Jay-Z, not necessarily because he's Jay-Z, but because he with Beyonce. Oh yeah, I got Beyonce, man. That's how it works.
That's how women think.
Yeah, that's how
women can be vicious.
Damn, though, treachery.
That's why the social media is just like it opens the floodgates for that.
Yeah.
So when you're linking your account with your man, and you're always posting pictures of your man, and you're always posting that happy, you kind of set women up who aren't having that happy. Like, I'm gonna get that happy. Right. I seen on Instagram, there's a bitch with the clothing line, and on the front it says, I'm a proud side bitch, and on the back, you're a miserable main bitch, and another one that's like, proud side bitch, at least I know what's going on. And these are the things that are popular now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of it has to do with social media, because
anybody's accessible now, unless you're like super locked up and private on the thing, but yeah.
But I think it comes down to is what you allow. Like, when I was with my ex, like, we had a situation where we talked about it ahead of time. We were like, what are we doing? And I told him, I was like, listen, I post on social media. Like, this is my thing. Yep. I'm growing a brand on there. So I do get men all the time writing comments or DMs. But I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about any of them. So you can go through whatever you want. But we did make the choice to say, we are going to keep our social media, like, our relationship off of social media. Because I'm like, if I got something good, I'm not trying to have a whole bunch of chicks like be like, oh, let me click on his profile and find out what this chick has. Now, I do believe one or two pictures, because you better claim me. You're not going to be out here looking single or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
But the one good thing about him was he wasn't big on social media. He wasn't really into posting or whatever. So on his side, I really never felt anything, because I'm like, he did, the only reason he had it was for work, because he worked for a clothing line. But besides that, he...
Yeah, I don't know if I could date an overactive man, a man that's overly active on social media, always got the pictures, don't ever have no shirt on, shit like that. I wouldn't be able to tolerate, because it's just, I know how thirsty even women are, and there is so many more women than men. So I just feel like when you're in a relationship, you just don't need to be on social media like that.
I agree. Yeah. I also feel, just for the sake of, like, if that shit don't work out, like, keep it off. Like, why post 80,000 pictures just to have to delete them? Like, who are you trying to prove?
That's what I always laugh at. And I posted about that one time. I
saw that, and I think I might have liked it, because I was like, thank you.
I was like, come on, man. You know, don't put it all out there all fast, too. Like, y'all been dating for like 3 weeks and you already posting bae and this and that. I'm like, come on, man, just stop.
See, I had
when it crashes and burns, we're like, look at another one.
I love, like, that. It's like my secret high when I see, like, pictures get deleted. I'm like, oh.
Yep.
Like, you obviously are not in a relationship. You posted it's funny, too soon. Like,
I'm going to try to find that
post. Yes, listen, please find it, because I had a homegirl. I kid you not, every 2 weeks it was a new nigga post. And it was like, oh, this is my boy. We said, this is him. This is the mister. This is and then I hate men. Then another week later, oh, bae, this is him. I hate men. This is bae. And you're like, come on now. Like,
no, here's what fucks people up, though. Like, people that upload automatically to Twitter, they don't remember that you got to delete the Twitter post too, because then you click the link to Instagram, that shit says post no longer available. I get high over that. I be like going through people's Twitter timelines, be like, oh,
you got to flip grandma niggas.
I'm like,
yeah, because everything is just like, and I feel like a lot of people too are not even in good relationships, but they portray good relationships.
Right.
On Instagram, and sometimes people will stay in those fucked up relationships just because they don't want to face the embarrassment of having to do the delete of this was your main for the last 3 weeks. I've been looking at a honeymoon, and now
the humble takedown.
The humble takedown. So,
and the crazy part thing is, like, if you do that, then, like, then you're gonna eventually see whoever the person's next is on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's when it starts to get really rough for the person, because they're like, wait, like, oh, so this is your new dude or this is your new chick? Like, so I just feel, be safe. Like, maybe one or two pictures here or there.
Yeah, here and there.
But what is the point? If you're really happy and you're secure in your relationship, why not keep it for the two of you and enjoy that versus opening it up to temptation or people throwing whatever negativity that they have?
Yeah, I definitely 100% agree with that. But like you said, it do got to be a few of those pictures,
right?
Because I don't need nobody thinking you're single on this.
Exactly.
I'll tear this whole social media down.
Here's the post that I posted. I said, hey, couples, if y'all haven't been together for years, we don't want to see y'all coupled up asses all up on Instagram. Let that shit settle in, because when y'all relationship goes south, you're going to have a lot of deleting to do. God damn it.
That's true. It's so freaking,
like, if
true.
It's too fresh, just hold off on it. Give it some years. Let it marinate. I want to see established couples posted up.
That's what
you know what I mean?
Wedding photos.
Yeah, like the family. It only had to be a family, but y'all just been together for a long ass time. So much so that maybe if y'all do break up, you keep the pictures up there, because even though y'all broke up, they still a part of your life.
Exactly. I'm still on my exes.
Like, I'll post my ex-wife in a minute. You know
what
I mean?
She's so beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, she is.
But, like, you know, but that's because, you know, we've established beyond, you know, just the relationship.
Yes, because I'm still on my ex-exes. Like, we're up there. You don't have to go back and delete, because it was, like, come on, this is 15 years of relationship here. I ain't going to delete all this. We're still good.
I've never been that type of boyfriend anyway to be like, you need to take him down, take all the pictures of him out of your photo album. I'm like, because all of that is a part of her life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is the history of her life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's a chapter.
Right.
I'm not rolling up like, take out chapter two, man. Yeah. You on chapter eight now. I think that's unfair.
Now, I think if the person is being disrespectful to the new relationship,
definitely.
Because my boyfriend, I didn't mind the pictures of his baby's mom up and when they used to be together and the kids and all that stuff. But the minute we start having issues and she start being disrespectful and some stuff, I was like, now it's time. Now you got to go down and take all that shit down. Because
that's a different, that's a different case.
Right. But those are the things that's what caused another problem in the relationship. Well, I'm not taking it down. So, I mean, I think social media, once again. But social media also catch people up. My homegirl was getting married to a dude in the military, and you do know military men are notorious for having other families. So when she put up that they were getting that they got engaged and they connected the name, a girl showed up and was like, oh, really? So she hit her up and was like, so what's the old really about? She was like, I've been dating him for 2 years. Here goes all of our Facebook messages over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's also good because it helps you catch the dogs.
Who was that young lady? Is her name start with a T?
Tanisha.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, but I probably just
I didn't even want to gas like that. But first off, if we're gonna split this chair, I gotta get some more cheek on this motherfucker. I can't do that.
I got big thighs too, though. Like,
all right.
First of all,
well,
you
can sit down.
Thighs.
I'll stand up for
her. While y'all get the seating situation together, I'm gonna give y'all a DM convo I had.
Thank you.
Here's how I asked for the number. I said, may I have your numero? I don't want it to go down in
the
DM.
We got a caller.
Oh, shit.
You want to do that?
We'll come back.
Do the call. Always do the caller.
All right, so here we are, because we can always go back to that. The caller that is on the line. How you doing, caller? What's up? Thanks for calling the Nate Jackson Show. Appreciate you.
What's up?
Listen, called in, laying on the ground. It says your name. Marcus Kosky, I need you to speak up. And you've been listening to the show.
Right.
So you got comments here. One says, established couples don't post all that crap on Facebook. And the second one says, no need to. What's already known between them doesn't need to be paraded in front of everyone else. Is that how you really feel?
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like people that do post all the stuff on Facebook, oh, we're so happy with this or that, really just trying to convince themselves. And hopefully all the feedback they get from everyone else, talking about, oh, we love you guys as a couple, we love this, helps them feel better about each other and somehow helps their relationship. When your relationship is good and all that, you don't need to post all that crap on Facebook. We don't need to tell each other on Facebook for everyone else to see. Either I live with you, I see you every day anyway, I'm gonna tell you what I need to tell you on Facebook for so everyone else to see. That's for everyone else's eye.
Alright, now tell me this. How do you think, now we're talking about this in a sense of a lot of relationships, like how people are in current relationships. Do you think social media is affecting single life in a way that it is beginning to really make relationships a harder thing to come by?
I think it makes everybody more whores. I mean, you got more access to more people. I mean, how many people you got on Facebook or Twitter or whatever that you don't even know that you might not have met out before there was social media?
Right, that's
but then you get on, you're on social media, now you can meet and become friends, strike up a conversation. A lot of people got more courage behind that computer than they do in person, so it makes it easier.
There's no more just the baddest bitch in your city is cleaning up. It's like, you're the baddest bitch in this city. I can see what else our state has to offer, what else our city has to offer. I can see who the bad bitches are at the other high school. Back in the day, you would have to literally skip school, go to the other campus, and be scooting around to see who was cute and who was, you know, you had to wait till the all-city high school dance and shit.
Yeah.
Right. Now you just like, damn, Timberline got bitches. Like,
all you had to do was click the hashtag.
And you've already established a relationship before you even meet these people as well.
Yeah.
So period.
That's true.
Exactly.
The back and forth, like, we've been chatting it up for months.
Right. Yeah. By the time the party's coming up, it's like,
I'm sleeping with you because I feel like we've been together for 3 months. Right. Months. You finally know what I'm saying?
You out here having blind dates, but you got one eye open and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Marcus, man, thank you for calling in, bro. I graciously appreciate it, man. Thank you for taking a minute to call in. Before you jump off, was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm good. But y'all are hilarious, though.
And I just want to say Marcus is somebody who knows me. This is one of my best friends. So he actually, my phone was dead, and I turned it on and saw he had been listening from 2 shows ago. And he was blown away that you jacked off a nigga on the bus. Just want to put that out there.
Oh, really?
He was like, I need friends like her.
That's a good ass.
Back in the day in his own life, he wished he had came across friends.
I mean, yeah, I was like 21.
That's a good ass friend, though.
22.
That's
cool. Well, that and the fact that she gave old boy a head just because he kind of needed it and he was having a down time and she was trying to help him out. That is amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, right? Marcus, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Yo, so here's what we're going to do. My question is, since we're talking about social media and people have more exposure to us, we're talking about exposure. We're talking about being more visible. The cute nigga in town ain't no longer just a cute nigga that you might bump into every now and then. You know where he's at. He's snapping it. You know what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can show up.
You know, you can show up if you want. There's no, ain't no getting around it. So that amount of exposure and that amount of FaceTime raises the amount of people who can be interested in you.
Right.
So I want to take this another direction and ask, you know, is there a difference in the behavior women are doing?
I'm sorry, I still wanted to hear about this DM.
Okay, we'll do that. But I was just trying to lead into something so that I could do a tease and say after the song we'll get to it.
My
but
bad.
That's why I'll be in that chair, nigga. Listen, so real shit. We're gonna come back from that. We're gonna let Tony read this DM. I actually am interested in that too. We gonna hear what Tony has. You read one, I read one.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do right after it is. Thank y'all very much for listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
24 Life app from 24 Hour Fitness is America's hottest new fitness and health magazine, bringing you the training secrets of the fitness leaders and the latest workouts with video instructions. World-class training advice coming from the world's top exercise scientists. 24 Life's recipes not only taste good, they're good for you. And in its lifestyle pages, 24 Life shows you how to look great and enjoy the rewards of your hard work in the gym. 24 Life app. Get it free for your smartphone or tablet from the App Store and Google Play.
That bitch there don't know, nigga, we all get a turn. Fuck you catching feelings for me when your ass will learn. That pussy community,
we got London, no
community.
While you be all in the DM, nigga, she be all in my BM, nigga. You be all in your feelings about it like when I see him. I'ma kill this nigga, I'm on 3-way like you hear this nigga. I should take the bitch back and clip the nigga. Pussy make him not pay attention, you punk bitch. Go with this nigga. Throw bands, bitch, these hoes love me. I fuck a bad bitch, then she ugly. Put the pussy in recovery. I'm like, now what you think of me? Niggas going out just to talk to these hoes. Blowing big bank rolls on clothes. Now they wonder where the money get. The motherfucking money that they had for the re-up gone. I don't do no stalking. I don't cuff no hoes. Tell the bitch keep up, keep up. I don't do much talking. Right now I'm flossing, I do this often. Gotta flex on a bitch.
tag team, I got necks on the bitch. I ain't stressing the bitch, but every now and then I blow a check on the bitch. Drop that whole bag off of the hood, too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch, too rich for the bitch. Drop that whole bag off at that club, I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch, I'm too rich for the bitch. Now do it, baby, do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Shorty playing, she lame for that. She ain't have to put a nigga name in that. Beefing over these bitches, not me. Nah, nigga, I ain't game for that. We don't talk on no pillows, nigga. We brought all these bitches with us. You act like you got all the hoes, but all I see is niggas with you. She don't like when you pulling on her. She like me, I'm pulling up. I act like I don't want her. You act like you can't get enough. That bitch dead like dope boys. If you got money, she gone for it. I drank that hoe, her head so good, she gon' have you there like, oh lord. All this time you ain't knowin', nothing but her shit you can't afford. She take pictures with your money, but you tell her she can't throw it. All you niggas, don't panic, I'm just trying to understand it. I must take these hoes for granted. Are you niggas just so romantic? Drop that whole bag off of the hood, too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Too rich for the bitch. Drop that whole bag off at that club. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. I'm too rich for the bitch. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah. Now do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it. Do it, baby. Do it. Yeah, yeah.
We're back, bitch.
Bitch. Yeah, man, we're back. Again, this is the Nate Jackson Show. We're talking about, we were waiting on this, and now we're going to get into it. Tony Baker has a DM that he's going to read us.
It ain't nothing. Lower the build up. It's just, you know, Sherelle wanted an
best.
You want an example?
I want your best.
That's a lot of scroll through.
I want your best that led to something.
I'm just giving you just a quick example of, you know, on the light tip, what could go down in the DM. I hit this one girl up. Slid in there on one foot, you know. Slid in. Hey, cutie. She's like, hi, baby. How are you? And I was like, I'm great! !! I'm really great. And may I have your numero? I don't want it to go down in the DM. And then she just laughing emoji. Shit, I'm going to give you my number, but I still want it to go down in my DM. And then she gave me the number. So that was a DM exchange.
Did you hear that instrumental? Like, I'm nice over here.
I see what you're doing out here. You know? It goes
okay,
down
now your
in
turn,
the DM.
Nate.
All right, so.
Especially if you're trying to be bae, I need to know who DM is.
Is that a DM you sent?
That was a DM exchange. I initiated the DM.
So is that what we're going over? Like a DM that we started?
You have DM'd.
Yeah.
One that preferably has worked.
All right, so I DM'd the girl, but my intention wasn't like, I wasn't looking at the finish line already. I just hit her up because she posted a banging ass picture, and I was like, awesome, real shit, you look real nice right there. I'm not hitting you to see if this will turn into something. I just want to let you know that, and I'm going to go about my way.
Right.
And she hit me back, and that's when shit got real.
Okay.
It was just
the hit back.
Yeah, I got hit back with a vagina getting masturbated into.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And I was like, yeah, damn.
See, people work fast. So this is my DM. He sends me a face and says, you're sexy as fuck. All I do is say, thank you, baby. Dick right after. I was able to send one early because I was driving. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's that
like,
nigga's dick is broken.
Why is it tilted so?
It's terrible,
like
too.
The top is like.
When your dick look like that, you got to send it to bitches. Like, who's going to accept this ugly, fuckly dick?
He just whipped it out.
Like, this thing look like one of them old firecrackers your parents will let you light before nighttime. That little black snake, nigga, you pop it in and it just grows. Snake.
Damn. This one girl sent me a message, said, nut in me. And it was just a picture of her vagina.
Wait, what?
She said, nut in me, and then just sent that. Just out the blue. There was no exchange. There was no... But the girl that sent it is.
All right, for the fellas out there, for the fellas out there that are coochie connoisseurs, it's all right looking coochie. It's a little heavy on the hood side. The hood look like it's like a gooey duck.
She just sent that out the gate. There was no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was not a.
We just went to her profile picture. This isn't her pussy. I'm going to tell you that right
the
now.
The pussy doesn't match up with the
pussy. No, because the pussy that.
Like, I was thinking she was going to be kind of bad or something. Nah.
This is too thin for the girl who's in the profile picture.
Yeah, I'm like.
First of all, nutty. She put her head all the way back and her neck is still touching. Her chin is still touching her neck. How you going to open your legs and it's wide open like this?
I could hose too.
This is you got the. Nene got DMs from chicks. All right, listen.
They just
so
send it to you.
I'm gonna keep the instrumental going in the background
because it's going down.
Titties,
there. Okay, since you won, boo.
So how does that session?
Why is she sending that to you just out the gate?
Just on some ice. Thank you. Is she in a hospital bed? Why does it look like that? That titty's sick as shit. That titty about to fall out and die. Listen, we got people chatting right here. So, okay. The topic is social media ruining love? That's one. The second, which you can choose what you want to weigh in on, is a man's success, like is the behavior a man sees from women different? How is it different after he has reached some type of success?
Men love power. Women love power. So as soon as a woman sees a man step up in his career, whatever it may be, it could be the FedEx worker, like, you know, all of a sudden, supervisor, it could be a man taking over business, it could be anything. A woman's going to see that step in power because it's just relative to whatever socioeconomic stature you're in. And women gravitate towards that. So they're going to now all of a sudden the chicks that may not pay you any mind may be like, oh, okay, like you're now the boss. I get an extra like 5 to 10 minutes on my break if I flirt with you. Or, oh, you're running this corporation. Okay, well, like maybe I can be someone's wife and like, you know, get
anything that stands out. The crossing guards was fine as fuck. Once a nigga got the crossing guard back, she was like, I'm fucking with the crossing guard.
Right.
Like even as a kid, so it
starts elementary
early.
School, the line leader, nigga, you were like, what's up, Jane?
It starts early. It's an early thing for women. You always like that man who stands out and is in charge.
Okay. So I had a situation where literally somebody after I posted that I was on Wild Now, somebody I was trying to get at for a long time before that, and it was like nothing. Brick wall. I just gave up. Like, I'll never try to holler at you again. You are Miss Rejection.
Yeah.
Soon as the post came up, she literally made a post in public on her wall. Was like, hey, you guys need to support my boo. And posted the picture like, my boo is now on Walla Now. Wow. Other people were like, nigga, he's your boo? He made boo status?
Yeah.
Wow. What?
I hope you smash.
That's treachery right there.
Nah, like, I was just like, damn, I'm boo now? And she felt like I played her to the left. Like, yeah. Oh, you like me all that time. Now you're eligible. And I was like,
did
I said,
you bring up the rejection?
I was like, so, yeah. I was like, why now?
Yeah.
She was like, nigga, you're on Walla Now. Now I can be your groupie. Laugh out loud. It was like so true that it was funny.
She was unapologetic about it. Okay.
Yeah, it was so true. It was funny. It was like, yeah.
She kept it 115%.
Huh?
Did you smash?
No. I didn't even.
Are you going to?
Is this in LA?
Nate Jackson strikes me as the type that's not thirsty for the smash.
No, but it depends. Like, nigga, what I wanted all that goddamn time is the possibility. Like, I might just go for the smash. If she's saying, hey, I'm your groupie now. Like, this is the kind of girl who's like, I just want the dick to, I need that strike. She wants to put my notch on her belt.
Wow.
I took down a nigga from Wild Out. Like, that's what she's on. Huh?
You gonna do that?
I don't know. A lot of shit depends on it. Do I have something real that's an option? Then I won't. I won't risk fucking up something dope.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm just single out here, like,
but you single, ain't you?
Yeah, I practice safe sex. Yeah. Fuck it.
I don't.
You be smashing raw.
Raw.
But
smash.
You got the steady though.
Even before the steady, I had that.
Yeah.
You always raw.
Done my rawness, but
every time.
Are you out here? I feel like I feel like the chick that tells me she's interested now because I'm on the show, I have to wear a fucking condom.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, like, how many days have come into town and they're like, but you're on the Sonic. Time. You're on the Trap. You're on the, like, nigga, I don't know. We have concerts every goddamn weekend and she gets it.
But that's one thing. People always ask me, especially women, they'd be like, you don't be smashing.
This person says, you should smash her off GP. And this is a female, Joy Olden.
I mean,
who has been relatively conservative in the chat. She is now just like, listen.
I mean, she put it out there. She was like, look.
Okay, so Marcus, who knows me, says
you don't like spending any money on Tinder.
Marcus says perfect. Marcus says Marcus says she might end up listening. That's one thing. Then he says laugh out loud. Then he says, yeah, he's gonna smash guys. Laugh out loud.
Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah, man.
The cool part is when it comes to a situation like that, she could have heard this whole show. That don't mean she's still not gonna do it because
I haven't said any names.
Yeah.
Please, no, discretion is a two way street. If you still want to run that pussy, let me say no.
You already said she down. Now the ball is in your court.
Exactly. But we think success can be measured in more than just like TV credits and fame and shit like that. Like, mm-hmm. you can be the head nigga in line, you can be right. the fry nigga, you can be the boss at McDonald's. Right. What's the craziest experience you've seen? The flip. Where you've seen somebody flip. Like, a nigga wasn't eligible bachelor, they found out who he is, what he does, and then they just were like all on him. What's the craziest thing you've seen like that?
Well, Steve Harvey.
Hold on. We're gonna do a song, and when we come back, I want to hear your stories. If you're listening to the show and you have a story where you know somebody who was one way and then after they reached some type of success in their community or whatever, you saw everybody act different, tell us that. Tell us. The number's 818-575-6993, and I want y'all to call right now, because when we come back from the song, we're going straight into that. Okay? Okay.
Big bro, get up, do some sales, man.
What's going on?
You gonna believe who I seen last night, man. Tisha. Yeah, the one dissed you last year.
Word?
Man, she was bugging for your number, kid.
You lying.
Remember back then, she ain't want you, man. You had to, I was on you.
Before I came up in the game, nobody showed me love. They see me in the club and used to treat me like a scrub. They wouldn't holler cause my dollars wasn't swollen up. I bet they changed their mind when them 84s come rolling up. They see that I'm a star, now they wanna sit in my car. Now they wanna count my G's, roll with me and candy car. Now they used to love to diss me, now they rush to hug and kiss me now. They telling all their friends when I leave how they miss me now. 281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low cause Mike Jones about to blow. Before the ice was in my grill, before I got my major deal, these girls didn't give a damn if I was here. Shit, I said before the ice was in my grill, before I got my major deal, these girls didn't give a damn if I was here. Shit, I said before the ice was in my grill, before I got my major deal, these girls didn't give a damn if I was here. Shit, because
back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me.
I remember back then, most of these girls couldn't stand me, but now them same girls begging me to put on their panties. A couple of them said I was cute, but I was just too chubby. Same size, a year later, the same girls wanna love me. Because they see me paid, pimping pins, working my jelly, and they ain't tripping because my pockets stick out more than my belly. They know I'm paid, living late in the shade, two slabs in the Escalade. With 4 or 5 estates, they know that I got it made. So now they see me as a baller. She would wanna play her now, but I ain't got the time to call her. I'm a staller like she styled me. Now she trying to call me. Girl, I'm a dog, yo, side like you dog me. I'm Mike Jones, don't act like you don't know the name. Ain't nothing changed but my change, I'ma stay the same. I'm Mike Jones, don't act like you don't know my name. Ain't nothing changed but my change, I'ma stay the same.
Whoa, where you going?
I'm going to see Mike.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones ain't seeing nobody.
Yes, he is.
No, he not. Mike ain't seeing
nobody.
He's
waiting on me. Yes,
no, he not. Mike ain't waiting on nobody.
Yes, he is. Get up.
Man, go on. Mike, I can't hold it that
baby,
long, man.
Hey, baby. Hey, I'm right here. Call me, baby.
Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back
then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me.
Before my paper came, before I got my fame, these girls that's bopping on me now didn't even know my name. They said my flow was lame, they said I had no game. I told them I was finna blow, they thought I was insane. But then my name started blowing up quick, now they jumping on my cause they see me on the rise and know now my paper thick. But then my name started blowing up quick, now they jumping on my because they see me on the rise and know now my paper thick.
Back then they just wanted, now I'm hot, they all know me. Back then they just wanted, now I'm hot, they all know me.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We're back, beautiful people. You heard it right there again. This is your host at Mr. Nate Jackson. Follow me on all the social media networks. I'm sitting here with Sherelle Patrice, Tony Baker.
We out here.
And Kenesha Buss. And we're breaking this thing down.
Breaking it on down through to the bone. Oh, boom.
Call in 818-575-6993. 818-575-6993. What's the craziest Mike Jones back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me moment you have witnessed? That's what I want to know. Who have you seen just flip? Maybe it's an old homegirl. Maybe it's somebody you were friends with that's now an enemy. And y'all saw somebody get on and you saw this bitch act entirely different.
Well, what if it was you? Was somebody that was
what if it happened
you?
To you? You seen somebody act different around you? Like, maybe you're the coach of a football team or something like that, or a basketball team, and they thought you were just somebody in the stands. And somebody was like, yo, coach. All the moms was on that ass trying to get their baby in the game.
Have y'all ever switched on anybody that you know?
No. No? But I have.
Y'all perfect?
No. I'm not perfect, but I'm not. I've been popular my whole life, so popularity doesn't impress me.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're not talking about popular. We're talking about the straight switch.
Even so, you think I'm classic 2000 homecoming queen. Wasn't nothing better than that. You think I'm at the top. Okay, so I have a switch.
Switch story?
Yeah, switch story. And this is actually a personal story. So, I'm saying his full name. I don't care. Derek Stencil. Not Derek Stencil. Derek, that's from high school. Derek Stanley.
Derek Stanley. Derek first Stanley. Names, huh?
Okay. Derek Stanley DDT'd me in the fifth grade. You're fucking laughing. My neck was messed up.
In real life.
Wait, what's DDT?
It's the where they drop you on your neck. They fall back. He could have killed you. Wrestling was just getting hot. Okay. So, and if something happened to my neck, it was a thing hanging out of my neck the whole rest of the school year. I have not fucked with Derek since the day he DDT'd me. Fast forward to 2011, my first movie dropped. Ray J, everybody's in it. I have a lead role. So I post the trailer for the movie on there. I kid you not, within a couple minutes, in my inbox was Derek Stencil ass talking about how come we don't talk no more.
Nigga, you broke my neck.
But I haven't fucked with you since the fifth grade.
Snapped my neck. Derek Stanley?
You and your sister lied on me. Like, I have not lied. But nigga, you DDT'd me and snapped my neck. And I haven't talked to you. So how do you show up? In 2011. No. The only thing he said is, how come we don't talk no more?
Is it the switch in the script?
So what did you say back?
Switch in the script.
I said, nigga, you DDT'd me.
I mean,
this story
people,
is only Kenesha, though.
I had people come out the woodworks, like, after high school and, like, when I lost weight. Like, I did pageants after, when I was in college.
Oh, yeah, you slimmed down.
Yeah.
So you probably had a lot of people coming out the shrubbery. Like,
so, yeah, I would have people just kind of, like, come out of nowhere. And,
even
like,
women, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Weight loss does that.
No women rolled up with, like, yeah.
No, but no, like, weight loss, yeah. That was a big one, like, having people just be like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, oh, you're cute. Because, like, in high school, like, I was, like, overweight and heavy, and so people kind of put you in that segment of, like, you're pretty, but you're fat or something like that. So, for me, when I slimmed down and I, like, started kind of growing into my womanhood and stuff, like, people would come out of the woods. So,
That would, because I was a butterball back in school, and like, you know, the girls. I grew up in Chicago, man. Everybody left their hearts in the dresser before they went to school. So they were just heartless in school, man. So, you know, I was Plump McGee. I was still cool enough to where I can grab the girls' booties and not get punched in the face. But they were still like, you need to lose weight. You look great. This is a girl, put it in my little keepsake. You know, when you graduate,
yes,
they give you the book and everybody can sign it. Not yeah, the yearbook, but its own little signature yeah, book. She wrote that in there, man. Like, damn, man, y'all just cold-blooded. And I remember my boys, we wrote some rhymes. We was like rapping. We were the mean motherfuckers. And they wrote my verse. And it was just the most disrespectful shit.
Oh, no.
My name is Cookie Head, and I like to eat. That was the opening line. That was the opening line. And I was like, damn. So now when I look, you know, I see them on Facebook and stuff like that. They look like they in their 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh. Yeah.
People looking, like peak at high school. Yeah. Like the people that were popular and like the go-to or whatever, like they all peak in high school. And then you yeah, see them and you're like, life hits you hard.
It hits
like,
hard.
Versus when you aren't popping and then you decide like, oh, I'm still going to keep growing with my yeah, life. And then you're like, oh, wait, like I haven't even peaked yet. Like right, wait for this shit. And then those people look like they're 40
right,
and just struggling through life. But I think that's our payback. You know, that's our like,
yeah, that's why I had to gain weight. Yeah. So when people see me, they was like, yeah, the queen fell off.
Hilarious.
I had to do
I'm honestly like weight related. Like yeah, I've yeah, noticed like my weight will fluctuate, and I've noticed like it's the amount of attention I get. It's like I'll still get the same amount of attention, but what the girls that are giving me attention or how far they're willing to go, right, the lighter I am, is the more it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I be telling all my little handsome homeboys with six packs and shit, I'm like, nigga, pull bitches at my weight, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you know I got yeah, that, nigga.
Yeah.
First of all, niggas with muscles love fat bitches. If you've seen any of my exes, they are some of the
muscle
finest
up,
fired muscle body bound dudes you've ever seen.
They like
the juice.
So the worst flip I seen somebody acting different. I was at this it's like an outside carnival thing. It's called the Taste of Tacoma, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like all these food trucks and all this shit, right?
Yeah, Taste of Chicago.
So I seen a girl, and I don't know if I knew her or not. I knew her homegirl.
Uh-huh.
And I came up and I talked to the homegirl. I was like, what up? What's up with you? And she's like, dang, how you been? What's good? And I was like, man, just chilling. What's up with your girl? How's she doing? Like, how y'all doing? You know, I was just being friendly. That's it.
Yeah.
She's like, nigga, no. I was like, nigga, no. Okay. Y'all have a good day then, I guess. And I walked off. I was
yeah,
about 3 or 4 steps away. And then I heard my homegirl, who I do know, say, bitch, that was Nate Jackson. And then the homegirl was like, that was Nate Jackson? Just like that.
Uh-huh.
And she ran up. She's like, wait. You stupid. You got a show tonight? We trying to fuck with it. You want some of my crocodile bite? Or alligator, whatever the fuck they, you know, that weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, give me the whole motherfucking stick, bitch.
Is that what you said?
No, but I took a stick and then walked off. She knew. She felt the, give me the stick, bitch. Like,
yeah,
she felt it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was the craziest, like, flip I'd ever seen. Another wow, another thing that happened, this is some real shit. Recently, I was in a barbershop, and niggas was in the barbershop telling stories about memories of when they met me. But none of the niggas that were telling the stories that I knew, I didn't know these niggas.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
The only person who knew who I was and that I was physically sitting there was the barber that was cutting somebody's hair.
Yeah.
He was just quietly like, these niggas don't even know it's you that they're telling this fucking story about.
Hilarious.
And they're out-memoring the shit out of each other. One nigga's like, man, I went to a show, that nigga roasted the shit out of me. Another was like, man, fuck that. That nigga roasted my mama for chewing gum crazy, right? Another nigga was like, yo, I was in a movie theater, and the nigga bought my popcorn. The nigga looked, the barber looked up from the lineup at me like, nigga. And I was like, nigga, I didn't. So then he nodded at me like, nigga, you say something. And I was like, man, I know the nigga daddy. The nigga be jump roping and shit. Right? I'm thinking I'm on top of him.
Right.
This nigga was like, the nigga mama suspended me from high school, nigga. I got out Nate Jackson, the nigga. I just left. And then I leave. And then, you know, you could tell, like, you niggas decide, like, oh, because I couldn't hear the barber tell him, but I
yeah,
knew they all had the relief of finding, like, nigga, that was him, y'all dumbass nigga. Like,
hilarious, though.
That's real shit. Nigga, that real, I was like, I can't, these niggas don't know who the fuck I am.
And they had the stories. Did
they
your mom really
different,
do that?
Huh?
Huh? Did your mom used to work at the school?
She was at the school district, but okay. That nigga was a Tacoma kid, and my mom worked in Thurston County. There's no way that that's possible.
They was fabricating the shit out of
nigga. My nigga Marcus be around. He be seeing some shit. Shit is different, nigga. I look, in Washington, everything's free, nigga. You come with me, watch.
Nate Jackson is an urban legend now.
Yes. Apparently. My boy told me, he told me before, like, nigga, when you get home, you about to be everybody's best friend. Watch.
Man.
Niggas is acting crazy. We had free food, free drinks, free admission at every spot we went. It was ridiculous. I've never seen no shit like this.
Wow.
And I was already plugged in. This is different.
You live in the atmosphere.
So listen, this show's and we got free food. He's Marcus is literally like, I was there too, Nikki. The show's over, yo. 13 seconds.
Man, we out of here.
Good night, everyone.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to The Nate Jackson Show.